Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is the director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, A Child Born for Us.
This week, the first readings for Mass come from several chapters of the book of the prophet Isaiah. Today's passage from chapter 10 of Isaiah follows upon this skipped-over passage in chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In today's reading from the next chapter in Isaiah, the prophet condemns Assyria, saying of the one who in chapter 9 has been born for us, "Against a godless nation I send him, and against the people of my wrath I command him to take spoil and seize plunder, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets." Isaiah chapter 10, verse 6. This doesn't sound like Christmas anymore. In your opinion, which chapter of Isaiah more readily supports the good news of Jesus Christ? Chapter 9, a child has been born for us, a son given to us? Or chapter 10, I command the son to take spoil and seize plunder and to tread them down like the mire of the streets? I vote for chapter 9. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.